This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Marcy Norton. Bank of America is near a $17 billion deal with the Justice Department to settle allegations of mortgage-related misconduct leading up to the financial crisis. Almost half of that money would go to help consumers, such as reducing mortgage balances for struggling homeowners. The number of people signing up for unemployment benefits continues to go down. New claims fell by 14,000 last week. It was a bigger-than-expected drop and is the latest sign of an improving housing market. Stocks are slightly lower after Russia banned a wide range of food imports from Western countries in retaliation for Western sanctions against Russia because of its Ukraine policy. There's worry the ban could slow economic recoveries in the West. More news next.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Facebook is buying a cybersecurity company as it tries to find a way to better secure the customer data it collects, but Facebook isn't saying how much it will pay to acquire California-based PrivateCorp. Google is adding Barnes & Noble to the list of retailers on its Google Express shopping service, which delivers items ordered online the same day. So far, the service is only available in San Francisco, L.A., and Manhattan. Google is trying to compete with a similar service offered by Amazon. U.S. airlines are doing a worse job of getting you there on time. Department of Transportation data show just under 72% of flights were on time in June, down from 76% the month before. In the first 6 months of this year, the rate of late flights was the highest since way back in 2008. You may not be as technically savvy as you think. A study out of the UK finds 6-year-olds are more technically literate than most adults. Teenagers, of course, know the most. You can get details on these stories and more at WSJ.com. I'm Marcy Norton for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.